News Radio WJPF. Joining us on the phone line right now is Tiffany Ingram. She's the executive director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois, Cannabiz for short. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And I guess if we're going to talk about synthetic cannabinoids, I guess we need to really clear up what they are. As far as Delta-8, it's usually found in about, I guess we can say, roughly half of marijuana sativa plants, but it's in such small quantities that to get really any sort of kick out of it, we'll call it, they have to concentrate this so far down, and they sometimes can use some chemicals, which is one of the big problems when it comes to the consumer.
Yeah, thank you for creating the distinction. And that's exactly the problem. Many consumers don't realize if they are purchasing licensed cannabis that's licensed by the state of Illinois, which means that it's tested, manufactured, and labeled properly, or if they are consuming a product that's like a Delta 8 product. And you're right, these products are basically hemp-derived, and there are trace amounts of Delta 8 or THC in the product. But what happens is there are many people that have entered this industry that, you know, see it as sort of a cash cow. What do I mean by that? So they take the hemp and they adulterate in a way. They create these different compounds to make it more intoxicating. So hemp by itself, when you're talking about hemp products, you know, those aren't really the products that we're talking about. Hemp products are like your CBDs, those that are used for therapeutic purposes. The products that we are concerned with are the synthetic cannabinoids, where it's not really clear once they create these processes to make it more intoxicating, you know, what are the byproducts of that? And sometimes that can be lead and other things.
And it seems like, at least down in our part of the state, this sort of exploded just out of nowhere. And just a little bit of research, it all goes back to 2018 and the federal farm bill, which a good intention to decriminalize hemp and lots of uses for that and traditional CBD. But they sort of found a loophole with this synthetic stuff.
Robert, you've done your homework. So that's exactly right. We are dealing with a loophole in the farm bill. And actually, it's even deeper than that. So the sort of normalization of hemp, if you will, was really for industrial purposes. We forget that hemp is a great product for industrial use and buildings and other things and paper and other things. But you know, people are, we're very creative, right? And so, you know, there were revenue streams to be found with making these products intoxicating. But that was really never the intention.
And the products we're talking about, they can be anywhere. They call them misleading, which I think is a very generous term. Sometimes it's out-and-out lies about what consumers are actually buying. Sometimes they're lookalike products, and sometimes they will just out and out misstates the amount of THC on the label with sort of a wink and a nod to folks who know what to look for.
That's exactly right. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this. What's even scarier about this, there are products that are made to look like products that children like to consume, like, you know, Cheetos or Oreos or other things.
Yeah, someone for Lifesavers looks just like it.
Exactly. And what's even more sort of sinister about it is that many of these products are not age-gated because they are in gas stations and corner stores, and they've just proliferated. And so you have a range. You have stores that are, you know, that are kind of like smoke shops, if you will. And then you have stores where, you know, it's just sort of your corner store where a kid is, you know, getting chips or something, and then they're able to get these products. And It's very difficult as a parent to say that, but there are many kids being rushed to the hospital daily, and I don't think I'm being hyperbolic there, daily, because they're getting a hold of these products and they're getting sick. And that goes back to the compounds that are being created. We're not really sure exactly what they are, and if they state what they are on the package, it's not clear. It has often been proven out they're not really what they say they are in the package. And so we're really getting to a crisis point with these products, and that's why many states, you know, have acted, like California and Missouri and many other states have taken action.
So when kids are going to the hospitals, or I guess adults in some cases, what sort of symptoms are they presenting?
Well, they are headaches, getting sick, throwing up, blacking out, all sorts of things. And so it's, I've had, you know, people very close to me whose children have gotten a hold of these products and have to be rushed to the hospital. So much so, many poison control centers are actually providing special coding for, you know, like poison by Delta 8 consumption. And so, you know, there's a real need to provide some certainty and some safety for consumers in Illinois.
And we're on the phone with Tiffany Ingram, the executive director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois. And you alluded to Missouri having some regulations in place. And I, as a guy who has Missouri as a neighbor his whole life, it's sort of embarrassing when Missouri beats Illinois to the punch on a few things. But is there legislation?
Yes.
Is there legislation in the works to sort of regulate this or get sort of a grip on it?
Robert, I can talk to you all day. That's exactly right. Like, Illinois, yes, there is. So we have been working on, actually, for the past three sessions, getting the General Assembly to take action on this. And, you know, we came very close. It passed overwhelmingly with bipartisan support through the Senate. It did not pass out of the House. The opposition was able to create confusion in the House, and so it is stalled. But what that means is this. It means that Illinois is woefully behind many, many other states, including our neighbor Missouri. Governor Newsom from California has passed an executive order. You know, the governor of Missouri passed an executive order, and so that means they're completely banned in those states, right? And so what that also means, the longer we wait to act, that means more kids get sick. That also means that we are destroying our own sort of homegrown legalized cannabis industry. We're one of the highest taxed cannabis industries in the state. And so we have if we don't do anything about this, we are really going to erode our homegrown cannabis industry. But we're also going to really hurt Illinoisans and our children. So,
is there anything for today's consumer? They're going out, you know, going to make a purchase today, perhaps a hemp or a legal hemp product, a THC product, a marijuana product. Is there any sort of sticker or certification or anything people can look for to make sure that this is on the up and up?
So that's a good question. That's actually a very complicated question, but I will simplify. There are, to be sure that you're getting a licensed product, you have to go to a licensed dispensary. And right now it's very challenging to identify licensed facilities because you have bad actors that put themselves out to be licensed facilities by calling themselves dispensaries when they're not. And so what I would urge consumers to do on each product, the state requires like labeling that is very extensive, right? But also making sure you're purchasing those products from a licensed dispensary and you're able to go on, you know, the state's website, or you're also able to go on different app services like Weed Maps and others to identify where a licensed dispensary is in your area.
We've been talking.
Otherwise, you don't know what you're getting.
Well, exactly. And just to give you a personal experience, before we went on, I told you I took a trip to Chicago recently, and my girlfriend is up there, and she got to looking on her phone. She goes, "Hey, did you know why is it so much cheaper up in Chicago?" I said, "Well, you know, there are a lot of these kind of bogus shops. Tell me what you're finding."
That's right.
And she goes, mm-hmm. "That's exactly what it was." And she says, "They're slick. The websites are professional.
Yes.
And
yes.
You really have to do your homework before you can get duped."
And that really shouldn't be the case. Consumers deserve the right to know that their product is tested and safe, and that, you know, they can have a predictable experience. And what we're seeing, because of the way that these products are made and because they are not regulated at all, and even more so, they're not taxed. So, you know, except for the retail tax, we don't get the benefit that, you know, the tax revenues from the cannabis industry actually flow to many different, you know, functions in the state. I mean, it's really a dire issue that I hope the General Assembly will take action on, and the governor has signaled and stated that he would like to see some regulation in this space. So I hope that happens.
Tiffany Ingram, the Executive Director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois. Tiffany, thanks for your time, and where can people go to learn more about your organization?
Yeah, please go to look us up on all of our handles, so cbail.org.